Addressing the media following the official conclusion of the G20 in Hangzhou, Chinese President Xi Jinping says all intended objectives have been reached at the sessions through the solid efforts of the G20 members as well as guest countries and international organizations. He says he believes his G20 counterparts understand the position they are in right now.
The Hangzhou Summit has been held at a critical time for world economic growth and the transformation of the G20, at a time when world economic recovery is sluggish and greatly affected by international and regional issues, as well as worldwide challenges, which bring risks and uncertainties. This is why this summit in China has attracted such wide attention, with the world carrying high expectations.
This year's summit keyed in on a number of areas, including global economic and financial governance, international trade and investment, as well as integrated development strategies. Prominent issues such as climate change, refugees, anti-terrorism, and public health have also been discussed. A G20 leaders communique from the Hangzhou summit has been adopted to set out the direction the group wants to take. It includes targets and steps needed to maintain growth in the world economy. President Xi Jinping says the main thrust of the communique is a goal to work together for long-term development.
G20 members should not only take effective measures to buffer against the short-term risks, but also try to unleash medium to long-term growth potential, not only expand aggregate demand, but also improve the quality of supply. We are confident that through the joint efforts of all parties, we can bring the world economy back to a strong, sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth track.
G20 members have also agreed to strengthen trade and investment mechanisms among the group. This will include the adoption of multilateral trading systems, as well as a pledge to avoid market protectionism. A document called the G20 Guiding Principles for Global Investment Policymaking has also been approved, with a goal to switch the mindset among G20 countries from short-term crisis responses to more long-term governance ideas. In an issue important to the Chinese government, Xi Jinping says G20 members have also agreed to become more active in anti-corruption campaigns.
Important breakthroughs have been made this year in anti-graft areas in terms of fugitive repatriation and asset recovery. High-level principles on persons sought for corruption and asset recovery, as well as the G20 2017 to 2018 anti-corruption action plan, were formulated, while the establishment of a research center on the issue was also agreed upon.
The G20 leaders have also adopted policies to promote green financing and the creation of climate funds to help support environmental causes. China now hands the G20 chair over to Germany, with next year's leader summit set for the city of Hamburg. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.